Me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on July 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic. Greatly appreciate it. And please don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that. Well, you may have just heard at the bottom of the hour news, another ballot petition drive is seeking the approval of the Board of Canvassers. The Taking Back Our Power Coalition yesterday announced it has formed a ballot question committee to fight corporate influence in Michigan's politics. If successful, the effort, which includes Voters Not Politicians, the group that successfully overhauled Michigan's redistricting map process, could now reshape how lawmakers in Lansing operate, as well as test whether the public wants to rein in energy companies that have become a major force in state politics. Our goal is to pass a citizen-led ballot initiative that bans political contributions from regulated monopoly utilities like DTE and Consumers Energy, and corporations that seek or hold large state and local government contracts in excess of $250,000. This was spoken by Sean McBreedy, director of the Clean Water Action and vice chair of the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics Ballot Question Committee. The only thing that beats the power of organized money is the power of organized people, he added. Also being interviewed, Kim Murphy Kowalak, Senior Director of Policy and Programs for Voters Not Politicians, agreed, saying ultimately grassroots power is the answer here. The proposed target of contracts exceeding $250,000 would include corporations, for example, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, which contracts with the state and has a political action committee. Well, the coalition Taking Back Our Power hasn't released its proposed petition language just yet. The group says the initiative aims to address dark money loopholes and to ensure accountability. The campaign spokesperson said that they plan to collect 357,000 signatures to put the question before the voters on the November 2026 general election ballot. Well, in addition to Voters Not Politicians, the Taking Back Our Power Coalition includes Clean Water Action, the Climate Cabinet, Community Change Action, Detroit Action, Emergent Justice, Michigan Environmental Justice Coalition, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Michigan United Action, as well as Progress Michigan. If you'd like to know more about this effort, their website they have launched already is mopupmichigan.org. Mop, M-O-P, up, U-P, Michigan.org. If you'd like more information, or if you think this is something you'd like to be involved in, definitely get a hold of those folks and see, find out when they're going to get the language approved And when will they start circulating petitions? Now, without counting them all, without actually looking everything up, I believe this is potentially like the fifth, sixth, possibly the seventh petition drive where people will be out collecting signatures. The number one we're focused on, of course, is axmytax.org, the elimination of property taxes here in the state of Michigan. That, of course, being ran by Carla Wagner, axmytax.org. But I know that Brian Possumus, the majority floor leader, is pushing for a ballot initiative to require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to vote, as well as many others. So we'll see which ones actually get their language approved by the Board of Canvassers, which ones are actually out there circulating. But you're going to have to be very careful. If you see somebody with a clipboard approaching you, you need to make sure you're very clear in asking, what is this for? Make sure it's something that you support. Make sure it's something you believe is good for the state before you sign it. A lot of signatures have to be gotten, but make sure you clearly understand it before you sign any petition out there. Now, one other thing about this is kind of interesting, because back in the day when Gary Glenn was a state representative, he was the chair while the Republicans had the majority under Lee Chatfield back at the time when he was speaker. Tristan Cole was the majority floor leader. Well, Gary, as chair of the House Energy Committee, was absolutely an advocate, a proponent of breaking up this monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on 90% of our electricity production here in the state of Michigan. Gary actively talked about choice, where if co-ops existed in a particular area, that they could be the provider for the customer and give them a choice to switch from DTE or Consumers to a local co-op. And maybe if there weren't co-ops available in certain areas, for example, down in Southeast Michigan, then maybe more co-ops would be given the opportunity to join the electric grid in those areas. Well, fast forward to a vacant Senate seat, Gary tossed his hat into the ring to run for state Senate, and had been promised that if he won the election, he would be the chair of energy in the Senate. So he went out, started campaigning for it. Well, sure enough, Consumers Energy and DTE both spent over $2 million in supporting his primary challenger, Republican, at the time, state representative, then going to be Senator Kevin Daley. And as a result, spending $2 million attacking Gary in attack ads, it worked. And Daley defeated him in the primary and went on to become a state senator. The only way that happened, people, was because of the $2 million in the attack ads that they ran on radio, TV, and even billboards. I remember during that campaign, I was driving downstate, down I-75, through his district. Actually, I believe it was on 10. I took 115 to 10 to slant over to I-75 there in the Midland area, Saginaw County. And sure enough, there's a huge billboard attacking Gary Glenn on choice for electricity. Had all kinds of different angles attacking him, claiming that it was going to cause price increase, power shortages, and all kinds of problems for the consumers. And as a result, Gary lost and was out of politics. See, the one thing I have a major problem with, number one, consumers and DTE have 90% of our electric grid electricity production. Basically, they're a monopoly. Also, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and how they interact with our Department of Health and Human Services, Medicaid, Medicare, all of the different things that they're involved in. These businesses, these monopolies, basically, should not be in a position to be able to influence our elections. So, even though I need to see more about the language specific, this is one I think I could support. Even though I normally don't align myself with Voters Not Politicians in Progress Michigan. But on this point, well, maybe they're onto something. So we'll wait and see what the language actually says. And one other thing I'm questioning, they say they only need to collect 357,000 signatures. I think they misquoted the number. That last time I spoke with Carla Wagner and other people that are working on their petition drives, they're telling me the number is closer to 450,000. Not 357, but 450,000. So we'll continue to follow this and see where they go, what the language looks like, and whether or not it's something you would consider supporting with me. But we'll continue to analyze it, look at it, and make our final decision on it. Love to get your input. Love to get your thoughts on it. Basically, a petition drive, put it on the ballot to absolutely control the amount of money these corporations and businesses can put into politics. Basically, contracts in excess of $250,000, well, they need to be reined in. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I want to remind you that the Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast, well, July 19th. Friday, 4th of July, Saturday, July 5th. Going to be just 2 weeks away from this coming Saturday. Third Saturday in July, July 19th. It's going to be from noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake. We're going to have a great time. We got music lined up. We've got the Trump Unity Bridge coming. You can get all your Trump gear. We have all kinds of things happening. Greatly appreciate everybody that's being a part of it this year. I spoke with Jim Runstead yesterday, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. He's going to move some things around in his schedule. He's going to be our keynote speaker, give us an update as far as things happening with the Michigan Republican Party heading into next year's 2026 election. We're going to have a focus this year on the kids. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and 12 and under are free. And we'd like you to bring young kids with you to the event. Take them down to the gun range and get them trained with some firearm safety. They'll be shooting targets with a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. Once they go through that training, once they make their shots, their name will be put into a hat, and we'll have a drawing at the end where John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Onaway has donated a brand new Winchester long rifle .22. With 500 rounds of ammunition and a cover. So we're excited. Need you to focus on kids, grandkids, your own children, your neighbor's kids, whoever you want. They are free. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website acconservatives.org. It has all the information about the event there. After you read the information, all you do is go up to the top, click on the yellow donate button, then a pop-up box will pull up for our PayPal account. Just put in the number, change the zero to whatever the ticket price is you need to pay, and fill out the form, make your donation. You'll get an email receipt from us. That's your ticket. Either print it out or take a picture of it on your phone, show it to the security guys at the gate. Gates will open at 12 noon on Saturday, July the 19th. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord is going to smoke the pork again for us this year. bring it over to us piping hot. So we're excited, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. So again, text me two words, either fun shoot or pig roast, and my phone will send you back the link for all the information. One of the biggest, I guess, thing that you can look at, biggest thing that you can look at for this particular summer is the fact that very soon our state legislators, state senators will be out of session. That means they're going to be back home in district. That means that they are going to be accessible to you in your local communities. If you have an issue that you're concerned about, something that you want to talk to them about, definitely, definitely seek them out and have a conversation with them. Because one of the things that we're looking at, is the process of how we're going to move forward with the budget. It's going to be very, very important to have communication with them to find out from them what they think the best direction is going to be going forward. And to make sure that they are absolutely trying to reduce the amount of spending Lansing is spending on our budget. Senate Democrats put out almost their $86 billion budget. And I know the Republicans in the House have responded by saying, sorry, no way, not going to happen. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. So one of the things that I want you to consider is this. If you see a state rep or a state senator, go up and talk to them and ask them specifically about cutting the budget in Lansing. We've said this before, this is the year to do it. This is the year to do it. We have control of the House. It's time that we force the 19 Democrats in the state Senate and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, those 20 Democrats, they need to reduce the budget. It's that simple. Spending is out of control. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever we should be spending $86 billion to run this state. Declining population, people absolutely telling us it's insane some of the programs the Democrats in the Senate came up with. Well, it's time that we call the Republicans to stand up and stay strong. Absolutely want this done, and it's up to you guys to do it. So we'll have conversations with them, reach out to them. If you run into them, especially while they're out in the community, that's the best time to do it. Officer Rick says they need to start at about $70 billion. Absolutely agree with that. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time.